And in the course of his childhood, he had 30 major surgical procedures. And he spent all this time stuck in the hospital while he was having those procedures, as a result of which he now can walk. And while he was there, they sent tutors around to help him with his schoolwork, and he worked very hard because there was nothing else to do. And he ended up achieving at a level that had never before been contemplated by any member of his family. He was the first one in his family, in fact, to go to college, where he lived on campus and drove a specially fitted car that accommodated his unusual body. And his mother told me the story of coming home one day, and he went to college nearby, and she said, "And I saw that car, which you can always recognize, in the parking lot of a bar," she said. And I thought to myself, they're 6 feet tall, he's 3 feet tall, 2 beers for them is 4 beers for him. She said, I knew I couldn't go in there and interrupt him, but I went home and I left him 8 messages on his cell phone. She said, and then I thought, if someone had said to me when he was born that my future worry would be that he'd go drinking and driving with his college buddies. And I said to her, what do you think you did that helped him to emerge as this charming, accomplished, wonderful person? And she said, what did I do? I loved him, that's all. Clinton just always had that light in him, and his father and I were lucky enough to be the first to see it there.